Don't know about you, but I'm always surprised when I go to shopping centers come September and the Christmas tree's up. And you think, God, it's September, it's October, this is nuts. And the marketing begins. And it's wild, and the winter decorations appear, which always confuses me. It's summer. Why is there snow? Anyway, so if we ask the question, what is the point of Christmas Day? And if we look at the adverts and the media that's out there, what would we be led to believe the answer to that question is? What's the point of Christmas Day, checkers? And we would think, Woolworths, all it's about gifts. We would think, oh, it's about food. Maybe we'd be led to believe it's about family. Maybe it's about carols. Maybe it's about snow. And it really all misses the point that actually Christmas is about. And then we get the Sunday school answer, Jesus. And it sort of just feels like, I don't know, insipid. And so many traditional churches around the world celebrate the season of Advent. And that word Advent means the coming or the arrival. And so the season of Advent is actually the church taking time to thoughtfully process the coming of Jesus into our world. And so celebrating the season of Advent is actually a way of preparing for Christmas. And I like that. And so we'd like to take some time to intentionally think about Jesus and his coming during this Christmas season, during this Advent season. And so let's choose to not passively just get caught up in the current of the culture. You know, this is what the culture kind of does, and we just kind of go, okay, go along. I want to encourage us to not just get caught up into doing, well, this is what we always do, same as every year. But let's actually think, no, wait, why am I doing what I'm doing with regards to Christmas? What do I want to be doing? What do I think God would hope us to be doing as we prepare for Christmas? And so, as Glenn mentioned last week, we've got this little booklet that we've printed off. We didn't create it. It's a free resource from a church called The Village. And this booklet is designed to help us, guide us through the season of Advent. There are 6 very short sessions for each week of December. And so we encourage you to take some time in December, a little bit of time each week. It's like 3 pages per session, you know, 3 pages once a week. Just to be going through and stimulate some thought and some prayer around the coming of Jesus. And so for those of you who are more, I don't know, visual, I've even put a slide up here because I kind of need, you know, some writing to see it. So week 1 of December would be session 1. Week 2 of December, session 2. Week 3 would be session 3. Week 4, okay, now you've got 2 days. It's the 22nd and the 23rd of December would be session 4. Then session 5 is Christmas Eve, so that's the 24th of December. Do a session then. And then don't forget, after Christmas, there's a final session. Actually, you know, it's not about just getting to Christmas. It's actually about thinking a little bit after Christmas as well. And so 6 short, 3-pager kind of sessions. There's one for you as an individual, or there's one for you to do as a family, or heck, if you want to, you could do both. And for those of you who are saying like, oh, 3 pages, buddy, come on, let's, you know, okay, great. Then there's an appendix at the back with a whole bunch of extra stuff that you can do if you want to, because I know that there's always, you know, those kids in class that want to do more. So we've got this whole section at the back here now, appendix A. That's additional activities for families. And if you're thinking, what am I going to do with my kids and holidays? Okay, cool. Now you've got some extra activities. So parents, you're welcome. Appendix B, recommended resources. If you want to read some books, there's some suggested books. You can go out and buy those or borrow those from someone. Ask around. And there's some recommended music as well. Because, you know, Christmas carols. We can sing about sleigh rides together in the snow. Or we can actually listen to songs that talk about Jesus and direct our hearts towards him. There is even a Spotify playlist for those of you who like Spotify. I want to warn you, it's a wide variety of music. So there might be some songs you're like, this is great, and others going, whoa, where did that come from? Okay, it's not your jam, just move on to the next one. And so maybe there's even some music that might help you. Appendix C, additional scriptures for study. For those of you, you and me, we can go into some extra study there. And there's even a page of prophecies that were fulfilled by the coming of Jesus. And so there's a nice extra deep dive. So if you want, you can read ahead now and see, oh, there's a whole bunch of activities we could be doing, and then you need to prep and get a couple of extra things, and that's great. Or you can literally just pick this up in week one of December, take your three pages, spend some time with the Lord, and move on. So as much or as little as you want to, please dive into this over December, and let's spend a little bit of time thinking about Jesus.